今天是2021年3月12日，星期五。我们又一次非常非常荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的 Kavachandra Mara，去为我们继续讲述今天的国家放歌的早课。敬请聆听，Hare Krishna。
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Gopi Janabala Kirivaragam Yashoda Nandana Prajajana Nandana Yashoda Nandana Prajajana Rana Kunjabiha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabiha Gopi Jana Balava Kibarada Yashoda Nandana Prajajana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is
国家放歌原意
Of course by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada
要旨由Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 为我们注解
Chapter 13, verse 15
我们要读的诗节呢是第十三章的第十五诗节
Savendriya Gunabhasam Savendriya Vivarjitam Asaktam sarva vrichchaiva nirgunam gunabhokchicham sarvendriya gunabhasam sarvendriya vivarjitam asaktam sarva vrichchaiva nirgunam gunabhokchicham sarvendriya gunabhasam sarvendriya vivarjitam asaktam sarva vrichchaiva Nirgunam Gunabhokticha. You want to try it? Anybody?
Savendriya Gunabhasam Savendriya Vivarjitam Asaktam Sarva Vrichaiva Nirgunam Gunabhokticha. You want the others? Hare Krishna, Mar 问其他的奉献者想有哪位想试着读一下这个世界的范文?
Somebody'd like to be nice.
对，您可以这个打开您的麦克风， 然后来诵读一下这个世界的范文。 有吗？
Okay, word for word.
来，我们看一下第六节。
Sarva.
Sarva.
Of all.
所有的。
Indriya.
Indriya, 感官。
Senses.
感官。
Guna.
Guna, 品质。
Quality. Of the qualities. Basam, Abasam, the original source.
Abasam, 最初的源头。
Sarva, all.
Sarva, 所有的。
Indriya, senses.
Indriya, 感官。
Vivarjitam, being without.
Vivarjitam, 没有。
Asaktam, without attachment.
Asaktam, 没有执着。
Sarvabrit, the maintainer of everyone.
Sarvabrit, 众生的维系者。
Sha, also.
Sha, 还有。
Eva, certainly.
Eva, 肯定.
Nirgunam.
Nirgunam.
Without material qualities.
没有物质的品质.
Gunabhoktri, master of the gunas.
Gunabhoktri.Hare Krishna Maharaj, you are in mute.
Somebody muted me.
Yeah, just now, all of a sudden. And now it's okay. Yeah. No, we're good. We're back.
Okay. Guna Bhoktri, master of the qualities.
Guna Bhoktri 是品质的主人。
Sha, also.
Sha, 还有。
Translation. The Supersoul is the original source of the senses, yet he is without senses. He is unattached, although he is the maintainer of all living beings. He transcends the modes of nature. At the same time, he is the master of all the modes of nature.
译文：超灵虽然是一切感官的最初源头，但自己却没有感官。他虽然是众生的维系者。但却是独立的，它超越物质自然的属性，但同时又是他们的主人。
The Supreme Lord, although the source of all the senses in the living entities, doesn't have a material senses like they have. Actually, the individual souls have spiritual senses, but in conditioned life they are covered with the material elements. Therefore, the sense activities are exhibited through matter.The Supreme Lord's senses are not so covered. His senses are transcendental and are therefore called nirguna. Guna means the material modes, but his senses are, without material covering. It should be understood that his senses are not exactly like ours, although he is the source of all our sensory activities.He has his transcendental senses, which are uncontaminated.
要指，至尊主虽然是众生感官的源头，但却不像生物那样具有物质的感官。实际上，个体灵魂有灵性的感官，但由于这些感官在受制约的生存中被物质元素包裹了，感官的活动就通过物质展现出来。至尊主的感官不会受到这样的包裹，他的感官是超然的，因此称为尼日古纳，没有物质的品质。梵文古纳的意思是物质属性，但他的感官不被物质所包裹，应该明白他的感官与我们的感官不同。 它虽然是我们感官活动的源头，但却有它自己不受污染的超然感官。
This is very nicely explained in the Svaita Vatara Upanishad 3.19 in a verse, Apani Pado Javano Grihita. Supreme Personality of Godhead has no hands which are materially contaminated, but he has hands and accepts whatever sacrifice is offered to him. That is the distinction between the conditioned soul and the super soul. He has no material eyes, but he has eyes, otherwise how could he see? He sees everything past, present, and future. He lives within the heart of the living being, and he knows what we have done in the past, what we are doing now, and what is waiting for us in the future. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. He knows everything, but no one knows him. It is said that the Supreme Lord has no legs like us, but he can travel through space because he has spiritual legs. In other words, the Lord is not impersonal. He has eyes, legs, hands, and everything else. Because we are part and parcel of the Lord, we also have these things.
《Shrita Shravatara 奥义书》第三章的第十九世界中非常清楚地解释了这一点。至尊人格守神没有被物质污染了的手，但他有自己的手，并接受供奉给他的祭品。Apanipado Javano Grahita 就是受制约的灵魂与超灵之间的区别。他没有物质的眼睛，但却有眼睛，否则怎么能看呢？他能看见过去、现在和未来的一切。他居住在生物体的心中，知道我们在过去和现在所做的一切，也知道将来什么事情在等着我们。
But his hands, legs, and eyes and senses are not contaminated by material nature. Bhagavad Gita also confirms that when the Lord appears, he appears as he is by his internal potency. He's not contaminated by material energy. In the Vedic literature, we find that his whole embodiment is spiritual. He has his eternal form called Satchidananda Vigraha. He is full of all opulence. He is the proprietor of all wealth and the owner of all energy. He is the most intelligent and is full of knowledge. These are some of the symptoms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the maintainer of all living energies and the witness of all activity. As far as we can understand from Vedic literature, the Supreme Lord is always transcendental, although we do not see him. His head, face, hands, and legs, he has them, and when we are elevated to the transcendental situation, we can see the Lord's form. Due to materially contaminated senses, we cannot see his form. Therefore, the impersonalists, who are still materially affected, cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
佛家梵歌也承认了这一点。他知道一切，但谁都不知道他。据说至尊祖没有我们这样的腿，但却可以在太空中旅行，因为他有灵性的腿。换句话说，至尊主不是没有人格性的，他有腿、手、眼和一切。我们因为都是至尊主不可缺少的一部分，所以也有这些东西。但是至尊主的手、腿、眼和感官不受物质自然的污染。佛家梵歌还确认，至尊主在现实是以他的内在的能量呈现他真实的自己，他不受物质能量的污染，因为他是物质能量的主人。我们在伟大文献中看到，他整个的躯体都是灵性的，他有他的称为 Satchidananda Vigraha 的永恒形象，他富有一切，是一切财富的拥有者和一切能量的主人，他最有智慧，充满知识，这些只是至尊人格守神的一部分特征，他是众生的维系者，是一切活动的见证者。就我们对伟大文献的理解来看，至尊主永远是超然的，尽管我们看不见他的头、脸、手、腿，但他有。 我们一旦升入了超人的境界，就会看到至尊主的形象。由于物质污染了我们的感官，我们看不见他的形象，因此仍受物质影响的非人格主义者理解不了人格守神。Orange.
Om Gana Timirandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chaksunamilitanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayamrupa Kadamayam Dadati Swa Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sadhyajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sabadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Scha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Pascha Chadesha Vanshakalpa Charubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namah Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Boratushe Namaha Panchatatmakam Krishna Bhakta Rupa Surupakam Bhakta Vataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakti Shakti Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dinabandhu, Jagatpate, Gopisha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta, Namostate, Tapta Kanchana, Gaurange, Radhe, Vrindavaneshari, Vishabhanu, Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari, Priya, Ukam Karoti, Vachalam, Pangam, Mangayatam, Kiram, Satkripa, Tamaham Bande, Shiguru, Dinatari. Krishna Tvadeya Padabhanka Japanjaran Tamnajyava Mevisatu Manasarajanansam Prana Panamai Samaye Kapavatta Pittai Kantavaro Dhanavido Smaranam Kutasya. So now we learn a little bit about the Super Soul.
So now we learn a little bit about the Super Soul.
I think Prabhupada gave it that name. Other people call it something like the oversoul or different.
Oversoul.
Oversoul.
Oversoul. 那个超灵的这个名字呢，是舒拉帕帕给起的，但其他的人都不会把它称为叫超灵，会把它称为叫之上的灵魂。
But anyway, it's different than the jiva soul.
但无论如何呢，这个超灵和个体灵魂是有区别的。
Mayavadis think the same.
Mayavadi 也是这么想的。
So some yogis, they meditate, they do tapasya, and they actually see the super soul.
所以说有些瑜伽师们，他们通过苦行 tapasya, 他们就能够真正的看到超灵。
But sometimes they think that's me.
但他们有的时候就会觉得他们所看到的超灵是自己。
Very bewildered.
所以呢就会很困惑。
So he's not attached, although he maintains everything. Usually in the material world, if you're maintaining your family or you're maintaining your employees, you'll be very attached.
虽然说呢，这个超灵它会维系所有的一切，但是呢，它是不依附的。通常来说，在这个物质世界，如果我们要是维系一个家庭或者维系所维系的事情的话呢，就会对这个维系的事情非常的依附。
And you'll expect, you know, reciprocation from them.
而且呢，你也祈求着能够从所维系的这些事物中得到一些回应。
But he's above the modes of nature.
但是呢，超灵。
Of the modes of nature.
但是呢，超灵呢，它是超越于所有这一切的物质的属性的，是超越物质的。
So here Krishna is talking of the super soul like in the third person. He is.
那所以 Krishna 在这里呢是用第三人称来描述超灵的，就说他是用这样的称呼。
Later on he says when you see that the super soul and he are the same, then you get real understanding.
Later on he says when you get to see the super soul
Later in another place, Krishna says, when one sees that I and the super soul are the same. In other words, he is the super soul.
Okay. 但是呢在其他的一个地方呢 Krishna 就说当你意识到我就是超灵的时候这会儿你就觉悟了。所以呢 Krishna 在那个地方呢就提到他其实就是超灵。
But all these expansions of Krishna, these different Vishnus and all the incarnations,They're Krishna, but they have their own personality. They have their own work.
但是呢，就是 Krishna 他所的这些化身，比如说 Vishnu 啊，还有各种各样的化身，他们其实都是 Krishna. 但是呢，每一个化身都有他们自己的活动，都有他们自己需要去做的事情。
So he's the source. He's Rishikesh. All the senses come from him. He doesn't have.
所以呢它是源头它是 Rishikesh 所有的感官全部都是来自于它的 Sorry Maharaj
So actually we have spiritual senses but they have to work through these external senses so they're very limited because of that
所以呢我们其实是有灵性的感官的但是所有的这些灵性的感官呢必须要通过这些物质的感官才能够活动所以就是因为这个原因使得这个感官的活动是非常的受限的
Like our hearing, it's very limited.
比如说我们的听觉是非常的有限的。
You can see a chart and there's many different levels of sounds that the human ear can only hear certain ones, small sections.
那如果我们要是看见一个这个就是看见一个图表看见图表上面呢有很多的维度的声音但是呢人类它只能够听到一定范围内的声音。
A dog can hear so much better.
但是狗它的听觉要比人类的听觉要好得多。
It can also smell so much better.
而且呢，狗它的嗅觉比人类的嗅觉也要灵敏得多。
Some birds can see so much better.
很多的这个鸟儿，它们的视觉要比人类的视觉要高明得多。
The spiritual senses are unlimited.
但是呢这个灵性的感官呢是无限的
But they're covered over so just like if you put on dark glasses you can't see the same as without them
但是呢这个灵性的感官呢是因为被覆盖了就好像我们戴着墨镜的时候我们所看到的这个东西跟不戴墨镜的时候所看的东西是不一样的
Krishna senses are unlimited and they're everywhere
但是 Krishna 的感官呢是无限的，而且呢是无处不在的。
So the super soul is person, you can see and you can hear and you can feel and everything.
所以呢，超灵它是一个人，它可以看得见，它也听得见，它也能够感知到所有的一切。
Krishna is beyond the modes, and he's telling us to rise above the modes.
那所以 Krishna 呢，它是超越于所有的这些属性的。那么 Krishna 他也在告诉我们要我们超越这些属性
He says Triguna Vishaya Veda Nirguna the Vedas are mostly about the three modes of nature how to live within the modes of nature without creating a lot of sinful reactions
那么在伟达文化里面，伟达经里面所描述的很多的话题都是关于这物质属性的话题。他在告诉我们如何在这个物质属性的范围内要好好的去生活活动，而不要因为这些活动而创造出业报的反应。
But then Krishna says, "Rise above the modes."
但是 Krishna 又说呢，要超越这些属性。
think of me.
想着我。
So Prabhupada gives a few quotes from the different Upanishads, especially Svetas from Upanishad.
所以呢，舍利帕帕呢，他就从这些奥义书里面就引出了一些引言，特别是从Svetashravata奥义书中。
This is a Vaishnava understanding that when it says Krishna has no form, he has no eyes, no, it doesn't mean he has none. It means he doesn't have like us. He is transcendental.
嗯，那么这个 Vaishnava 的理解就是说，当说没有这个形体 ，one says no form, no one.
It's Krishna is described arupa and no form.
就是在这个就是当 Krishna 被描述成是 arupa 就是没有形象的时候的意思，并不是说是他没有形象，而是说他没有像我们这样的物质的形象。
So that's why the Mayavadis think he's something else. He's not a person.
但是 Mayavadi 他会觉得，他就会有别的意思。他的想法，他就会觉得，哦，那他的意思就是说，他不是一个人，他没有一个人的形象。
Our forms are very temporary. Krishna's is not; it's eternal.
但是呢，我们的这个形体呢是短暂而临时的，但是 Krishna 的形体呢是永恒的。
And our forms are getting old, they're growing old, and they're going to die, not Krishna.
但是，而且我们的这个形体呢会变老，而且最后呢就会死去。但是呢 ，Krishna 的这个形体是不会有病，也不会有死的。
Our forms are like, you know, like I went to Harbin for the ice festival.
比如说我们到哈尔滨去参加过这个冰灯节。
So there's some very beautiful sculptures of people and animals, but made out of ice.
在冰灯节上呢，就是用冰，有很多非常美的冰雕，比如说动物的冰雕啊，或者是各种各样的这个雕刻的这个形象。
So we know that it's okay when it's minus 20, but as soon as the springtime comes, they're finished.
所以呢，就是当这个气温在零下二十度的这个状态下的时候呢，所有的这些冰雕都会保持着很美的样子。可是到春天以来的时候呢，所有的这些冰雕都会融化了。
So same thing, our form may look very nice.
同样，
我们的 looks really nice too, but it's all melting. It's not going to last.
那同样，我们的形象也是这样的。也许可能我们的形体看起来很美，但是呢，我们的这个形体它是处在一个融化的状态的，最终是会烟消云散的。
Some types of bodies can live longer than others, but it's all temporary.
就是有些类型的这个躯体呢，可能比其他类型的躯体要活得更长的时间，但是所有的这些躯体都是短暂临时的。
So Krishna knows what we've done in the past, and he knows what we're doing now. Therefore, he has what's going to happen to us in the future, because that is according to our previous activities.
那么 Krishna 他知道我们过去都做了什么，他也知道我们现在都做了什么。所以呢，就是因为我们过去和现在所做的事情，也会导致我们将来会怎么样。
Still, we have a choice. How will we react to whatever happens to us, wherever we're put, and whatever kind of things come our face? That's all we have.
但是呢，我们对于所被放置的这个处境，以及我们所面临的各种各样的状况，其实我们是有一个选择，可以去做出有选择的应对的。
So he's living in the heart of our own heart, and devotee Brahman. This one, you know, nowadays people are afraid that the security camera. I heard in China, around your garbage area, they have cameras to see you, make sure you take care of it nicely. You know, we worry about these things.
所以说呢，就是 Krishna 他其实是生活在众生的心里面的，但是在现在这个社会呢，其实现在大家可能会担心我们这个电子眼可能装的太多了，比如说在这个垃圾站的附近都会 装着一个摄像头，然后来确保你是不是把这个垃圾扔对了地方，所以呢我们就会很担心是不是一直都被观察着。
But we don't think how the super soul is witnessing everything we do, everything we think, everything we say.
但是呢我们却没有意识到超灵它其实是在看着我们所做的所有的一切事情，以及我们内心所想我们所说的每句话都是被它所看着的。
He doesn't need cameras or anything. He's in the heart. He knows.
他就在我们的内心之中，他也不需要装个摄像头，他就知道了。
So we read Anisha Panishad, he walks, but he does not walk. You know, he can overcome all of his running. He's near and he's far.
所以呢，在《智藏》一书里面，我们就听到他走路，但是他走，但是呢，他其实就不需要走。然后呢，他虽然很近，但是他又很远。
As the super soul, Krishna is very near. He's in the heart of everyone.
因为作为超灵呢 ，Krishna 他是离我们非常近的，因为他是在众生的内心之中。
But he's also in Goloka Vrindavan, which seems very far away.
但是呢，他又同时在 Goloka Vrindavan， 看起来好像又遥远，遥不可及。
If we try to calculate by material measurements, you know.
如果我们想要试着用物质的方法去丈量的话
，But if we're chanting the holy name and serving Krishna, then it's right there.
但是如果我们要是念诵圣名服务 Krishna 的话，那他就在那儿。
So Krishna is not restricted to traveling anywhere in the.
那么 Krishna 他要旅行去到任何一个地方是没有任何限制的。
So we are part and parcel of Krishna. So we, you know, we have eyes and ears and nose, and birds have that, and dogs, because just as in the spiritual world, everyone has senses. Everyone is a person.
那我们和Krishna， 我们是 Krishna 不可分割的一部分。那么在灵性世界呢，所有的人都是人。那所以说呢，我们也和那儿是一样的。我们都有眼睛、鼻子、嘴，包括鸟啊、狗啊，也都是有的。Maharaj.
Okay. So Bhagavad Gita, Krishna appears by his internal potency.
那所以呢，这个在《薄伽梵歌》里面就讲到了 ，Krishna 呢是以他的内在的能量而显现。
That's in chapter 4, you know.
这个是在第四章里面所讲到的。
And he's not contaminated by it. When we come into the material world, we get contaminated by it.
那所以说呢 ，Krishna 他是不会被污染的。可是当我们来到这个物质世界的时候呢，我们是会被污染的。
Just like if we fall in a muddy water, then we get dirty.
那就好像如果我们要是掉到一个泥坑里的话，我们肯定就变得浑身是泥了。
So when we fall in the material world, whatever modes of nature we're contacting, we get influenced and act accordingly.
那所以说，当我们来到这物质世界的时候，如果我们要是触碰了任何一种这个物质属性的话，那我们就会被这个物质属性所染，而且呢，我们会根据这个物质属性的这种状态去活动。
But Krishna is the creator and the master of the modes of nature, so he's not affected. He can come and go.
但是 Krishna 呢，他是这些物质属性的掌控者，是他这个物质属性的创造者，所以说呢，他是会被这些物质属性所影响的。
He can be in our heart and is witnessing everything we do, but he's not influenced by it.
那么他会在我们的内心之中，他会观测着我们所做的一切，见证着我们所做的一切，但是他不会被我们所做的这些事情所影响。
If I get drunk, Krishna is a super soul. He doesn't get drunk.
那比如说我要是喝醉了的话，但是呢，在我心中的超灵 Krishna 他是不会醉的。
But he knows what we're doing.
但是他知道我们在干嘛。
But he's just watching, just like you watch somebody on television or something.
但是呢，他只是在看着，就好像是在看电视一样。
And then, according to our different desires, he's arranging.
things, places to go, events to happen, people we meet.
然后呢，他会根据我们的这个愿望，然后呢去安排说的这些事情，比如说我们要见的人呐、啊，然后呢我们会有的这种生活方式啊，我们要去的地方啊，我们的下意识会是什么样啊
？Sufferings we have, the pleasure we have, it's all due to Krishna arranges according to our desires and our previous activities.
那我们所受的苦或者是我们所享受的快乐，全部都是根据我们之前的活动 Krishna 做出的安排。全部都是因为根据我们过去的这个活动而根据我们所有的这个愿望 Krishna 做出的安排。
But we'll still think, why is this happening to me, Krishna? Why are you doing this to me? Why is this happening?
但是我们会问这样一个问题，就是为什么这样的事情会发生呢 ？Krishna， 你为什么要这样对我呢？为什么会这样呢
？Eventually, we understand that you know Krishna is giving us what we want.
但是最终我们是明白了 ，Krishna 是把我们想要的那个东西给了我们。
We desire and we deserve. I want this, and then I get what I want.
那所以呢，我们想要，然后呢，我们而且还得配得，就是我，换句话说，也可能就是我咎由自取。
So many things. This is always repeated. He's the owner of everything.
那就是这些这个观点呢，也是在不断的在重复。Krishna 呢，他是一切的拥有者。
Ishavasyam idam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat tena tatena punjita magritaha kasvadanam. Everything that's animate or inanimate in this whole universe is owned and controlled by the Lord.
那么在这个宇宙中所动的以及不动的一切事物全部都被主所控制。
But still he gives us things to use.
但是呢他依然还是会把就是我们需要用的东西给我们。
And he wants us to use them in his service and that's what's good for us. He doesn't need anything. Krishna is not short of money or short of friends or anything. But for our own sake he wants us to serve him because that's our natural proper condition.
那么 Krishna 呢他其实是不缺朋友他也不缺钱的但是呢因为我们最恰当的这个位置就是为了要为他做服务那么所以 Krishna 呢会把我们需要做服务的这些东西给我们然后呢让我们用于对于做他的服务这对于我们来说是有益的。
So it'sOut of all the conditioned souls in the world, it's very rare to find one who's even trying to understand something beyond this world, something spiritual.
但是呢，整个在这个世界中呢，却很少找到一个人他愿意去了解在这个世界之外的这个事情，他并没有想要去了解超越这个世界之外的事情。
It's much more rare to find someone who actually comes to serve Krishna.
那更少之又少的呢是发现有哪一个人他想要真的去服务 Krishna.
So therefore we should hope to understand how greatly fortunate we are that we can associate with devotees.
那所以说就这一点呢我们希望能够明白我们自己是多么的幸运能够有这样的机会和奉献者得到联谊。
There's so few devotees, you know, but still we're looking for, you know, what's wrong with this devotee, what's wrong with that devotee. Now that this is our stupid conditioning, we have to transcend.
因为在这个世界上的这个奉献者是少之又少的。所以说呢我们要非常的珍惜奉献者的联谊而不要去在这个奉献者身上挑错在那个奉献者身上挑错那这个其实是我们很愚蠢的受条件限制的状态而导致的所以呢我们一定要努力的让自己去超越这一点
Krishna sees every devotee is very very special
那么 Krishna 呢他看他每一个奉献者的时候呢都是非常的珍视的
Because they're so rare.
因为奉献者实在是太少了，太罕有了。
So, and also the fact that we are able to be a devotee, that's a special mercy of Krishna. We have to always thank Krishna.
而且这事实就是我们现在真的能够成为奉献者的原因呢，是由于 Krishna 所给我们的无缘的特别的仁慈，所以呢，我们内心中总要对 Krishna 怀着感激之情。
And try to repay Krishna.
而且要尽量的要回报 Krishna， 回报他给我们的恩情。
And how can we do that? We can do that by telling others about Krishna, by spreading the holy name, by spreading the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita.
那我们如何来感激 Krishna 的恩情呢？我们要尽量的把我们的好运气，把这个知识要向其他人分享，要把圣名分享给大家，要把薄伽梵歌中的知识要分享给大家。
So because our senses are very contaminated, we can't see the transcendental spiritual form of the Lord, so he kindly appears in the deity form, so that in metal or stone or paint, and then we can see him.
由于我们的感官呢是非常的被污染的，所以我们没有办法看到主 Krishna 的超然的形象以及他超然的感官，所以呢 Krishna 就非常仁慈的让自己显现在神像的这个形象里面，这个神像呢是由石头啊或者是由金属所打造的，但当它显现在这样的形象里的时候呢，就使得我们能够看到它了。
And that form is not different than Krishna.
而这个形象呢和 Krishna 没有任何的区别。
And then he allows us to touch and you know, smell the things that have been offered to him. And,
而且呢，他
utilize our senses.
而且呢，他就允许我们通过这个神像来运用我们的感官去和他接触。比如说，我们可以去触碰他，然后呢，我们可以闻嗅供奉过他的物品。
Special mercy of bhakti yoga. Other meditation practices they tell you to turn off your senses. Don't you know? But that's not possible.
所以呢，这个是 Bhakti Yoga 奉爱瑜伽的特别的仁慈之处。因为其他的那些瑜伽的休息方式呢，告诉我们要关闭我们的感官，但是关闭感官这件事情是不可能做到的。
They have some place in America where you go and they have a room where you can't hear anything. Totally. No sound.
那么在美国呢就有这样的地方，就是你去到这个地方以后呢，去到一个房间里面，在这个房间里面是完全的闭音的，里面什么声音都听不到。
They must put you in some kind of special earplug or something.
他会让你戴一个特别的耳机。
And the people that go thereThey say they hear the loudest noise they've ever heard of, you know.
然后呢，在这样的状态下的这个人们呢，他们会说他们听到了曾经从来没有听到过的嘈杂的声音。
So, see, people go crazy.
In that quiet room.那然后呢，就是这个在这个完全安静的这个房间里面关着的这个人呢，他就会发疯。
Because your mind will drive you crazy.
发疯的原因呢，是因为心意把他给弄疯了。
So I'm just looking it up. Inside this room, it's completely silent.
就是在这个房间里面呢是完全的寂静的。
You challenge people to sit in this dark room with no sound.
那就是这个对于这人是一个挑战，就是让这人他待在这个完全漆黑的没有声音的房间里。
when it's quiet, your ears will adapt to it. So the more quiet the room is, the more things you hear.
但是呢，就是当你在一个越安静的房间里面，你的耳朵就能够听到越多的声音。
You hear your heart beating.
能够听到你的这个心跳。
Some people hear their lungs.
有些人能够听到他肺部的声音。
They hear their stomach.
然后也能够听到这个胃部的咕咕的响的声音。
The room is so quiet, so you become the sound.
但因为这个房间实在是太安静了，所以说你自己就变成了这个声源。
It's very disorienting, isn't it?
所以说呢，就是这个就是你自己发出的这个声源是很搅扰人心的。
People can't even walk properly.
那在这样的这个房间里的这个人呢，他甚至走道都不会了。
Can't balance.
没法掌握自己的平衡。
So the thing is, we're always looking for quiet, but you know.
那所以呢，就问题就在于，好像我们老是在寻求安静，让自己能够安静下来。
But the mind won't stop.
但是呢，我们的这个心意是停不下来的。
And if there's no other noise, we'll hear very small noises.
所以说呢，就是如果是听到其他的这些声音的话呢，就总是会有一些那个小的动静在那儿。
So there's another, you know, they have these for people that you can't see, can't feel anything, the temperature is exactly your body, and so many ways. Same thing, it's supposed to be like really deep meditation, but nobody can tolerate it for very long.
那所以说呢，就是如果你要是不能够看见什么，或者说是不能够感受什么，就是这个身上的这个感官温度，都感官都。Maharshi, so in the beginning you said, if you cannot see, your body cannot feel the temperature, how that related
yeah,
with...
They have some kind of chamber they put people in. They cover your eyes completely, and you're floating in water that's exactly body temperature, and there's no sound and no feeling, everything. And people are paying to do that, but they can only do it for a few minutes.
OK, 就是还有一些其他的这个人们会花钱会做的事情，就是他会把你给放到一个这个地方，然后呢让你的眼睛就什么也看不见了，或者是让你给放到，就是把你给放到一个和自己的这个身体的这个温度是一样的这个水流里面，然后呢在这样的一种感觉下呢，你的这个身体的感知的这个感觉也没有了，所以人们会花钱会去做这样的事情，让自己关闭所有的这种感官。但是当他处在这样的状态下的时候呢，他其实是不能够让自己在这待的时间太长的，只能几分钟的时间就受不了了。
So that's, you know, my bodies are hoping for this no sound, no, don't see any, but it's not natural for the soul. In the spiritual world, there's eyes and ears and everything, but everything is beautiful.We can see much more colors, we can hear much more sounds, but everything is nice. That's what the soul really wants, not to have nothing.
那么所以说呢，这个 Mayavadi 他所宣言的观点呢，就是一切皆空，什么也不看了，而且呢什么都没有了。但然后这个所有的这个感官呢全部都被关闭了。但实际上呢，在这个灵性世界是有。眼睛能够看，有眼睛，有各种各样的感官，然后能够看到所有的这些情景。但是呢，所有的这一切呢，其实都是很美的。那感官它其实它真正想要感觉到的这些事物都是很美的那种体验，而且这也是这个灵魂真正想要的。
All right, so I guess it's time for the discussion.
Yes, Mara 说呢，好，他讲课就到这儿，他觉得应该是给大家一些咱们可以一起来探讨的这个时间了。Yes, Mara, I see some questions here.
Good.
第一个问题呢是来自于 Chandra Vilashani Mataji 的，顶拜 Guru Maharaj， 请教 Guru， 我们有不好的思想念头、不好的行为， 些恶业，这些都是与吸收了负面能量有关吗？感恩Guru的仁慈。This question from Sandra Vilashani Mataji. She's asking, first day she paid her humble obeisances to you, and she said that when we have some negative thought, or when we have the wrong conducts or wrong activities, and also we are suffering from bad karmic reactions, all of this because we absorbed in the negative energy. Is that right? Is that because we get the negative energy for us to have those?
Yeah.
是的。You're going to say more, or that's it?
We have, we have negative mentality. We're thinking negatively, and that puts us into a negative zone, where everything looks bad. We don't see good anywhere. We only see bad.
就如果我们要是总是有非常负面的想法，然后呢，我们把一切的事情都从负面的这个角度去看的话，那也就意味着实际上是把我们给置身在了一个全部都是负面能量的这么一个区域之中。那这会儿呢，我们就没有处在一个这个积极的状态之下。
All right, we have to think positive, look for the good. That's Prabhupada's example is.The bee looks for flowers that have nectar, and the fly looks for garbage and infections and stool.
那所以说呢，我们必须要有这种积极正面的想法，并且呢，我们要去看好的方面，要找好的东西。那说说爸爸给我们的这个经典的例子，就像是这个蜜蜂，它总是在寻找鲜花，在采花蜜，而苍蝇呢？他总是去找那个非常脏的地方，然后呢去吃屎。
So which do you want to be? That's...
那所以说您到底想成为谁呢？
You want to be like a fly, or you want to be like a...
您是想成为一只苍蝇呢，还是蜜蜂呢？ Thank you, Maharaj.So the next question is from this devotee. 那么下面这个问题呢是来自于这一位一串数字的这位奉献者啊，顶拜 Guru Day 的莲花族，请问在一个家庭中，兄弟之间有很多的矛盾，导致了老人非常焦虑。我们作为奉献者应该怎样做呢，才能够使老人不焦虑？ Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet. My question is that in the family.In between, among the brothers, they have a lot of quarrelsomes that make the seniors, the parents in the family, are in great anxiety. So as a devotee in the family, what do I do to release the anxiety of the parents, of the seniors in the family?
Parents are in anxiety about what?
The brothers, the siblings in the family, they're fighting with each other.
Yeah, that's normal, right?
这个家庭中的兄弟之间的矛盾其实挺正常的。
Of course, it depends on how old they are.
那当然这也，当然这也取决于这个孩子有多大。
Janani Vas, in Mayapur, Pajari, the twin brothers. He said when they were children, they fought all the time.
When they were children, they fight all the time. You mean the twin brothers, they are fighting with each other.
Yeah.
Okay. 在 Mayapur 的 Jinavanis Prabhu, 就是首席祭司，他就说当他和他的兄弟双胞胎兄弟在小的时候，他们俩一直在打架。
Of course.When they're grown up and if they're still fighting over the property or fighting over this and that, then that's not good.
当然如果要是这个孩子长大了，如果还在掐架，而且还在为了家里面的这些财产在争的话呢，那就不好了。
depends on the age. There's a nice story in the Vedas.
那在伟大经里面有一个很好的故事。
There were two brothers. They were descendants from Hiranyakashipu.
嗯，那有两兄弟。那么这两兄弟呢，都是 Hiranyakashipu 的后人。
And they worship Lord Brahma, and they ask for the same benediction that they could live forever.
那他们呢，崇拜主 Brahma， 他们向主 Brahma 所寻求的这个祝福呢，是和他们的父亲一样的，都希望能够永生。
And Brahma said, "Well, I can't do that."
但主 Brahma 说呢，我做不到这一点。
So these two brothers were exactly together all the time. They ate with the same plate. If you ask them a question, they would both say the same thing at the same time.
那然后呢，这两兄弟呢是形影不离。然后他们俩人在一个盘子里吃饭，他们俩人在回答别人的问题的时候呢，答案都一样。
So they thought, okay, if you can't give us, you know, immortality, give us a benediction that we can only die if we kill each other.
嗯，然后主伯玛说，那好吧。那不是，就这两兄弟就对主伯母说 ，OK， 如果您要是不能够赐我们永生的话，那您就给我们这样一个祝福，就是只有当我们俩在自相残杀的时候才会死，才会被杀死。
So Lord Brahma said, "Okay, that's all right. We can do that."
那主伯母说，那好吧，那这个祝福我是可以给你的。
And they were very, very happy.
所以他们俩就特开心。
And they thought, "Now we can't be killed." We are such good friends.
然后呢，这哥俩呢就觉得，那现在太好了，那我们俩人肯定能永生了，因为我们俩人是这么这个好的好朋友好哥俩，所以我们俩肯定是不可能自相残杀的。
So they were very powerful. They were making trouble all over the universe.
那他们俩呢非常的强大，而且呢他们在整个这个宇宙中捣乱。
So, the demigods were told Lord Brahma, you know, we have to do something.
然后呢，这个半神人们就对主 Brahma 说：“您得帮帮忙，您得解决一下这现在的情况。”
So Lord Brahma created one most beautiful woman.
所以主 Brahma 呢，他就创造出了一位绝代美女。
And sent her, so these two brothers saw this woman.
然后呢，他就把这位绝代的美女就送到了这两位兄弟这儿，然后这俩兄弟呢就见到了这位美女。
And one of them saw the woman and said, "Ah, there's the woman for me to marry."
那然后其中的一个兄弟呢就说啊，这是我要娶的女子。
And the other one said, "No, no, no. That's she's for me."
但另外一个兄弟就说不不不不，她是我的。
So they started fighting.
所以他们俩开始打起来了。
Over this woman, and then they killed each other.
然后他们俩人就残杀了，就相互这么一杀，就把自己给杀死，对方给杀死了。
All right.
Yeah, but this devotee is asking on what to do to release the anxiety of the family, of the parents in the family.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. It's not abnormal that the brothers and sisters fight. It depends on how seriously they're fighting.
Then
they just need some philosophical understanding that it's not their fault, you know. This is the Kali Yuga.
Okay. 那其实就是说，那怎么能让老人不焦虑呢？就是尽量给老人灌输点这个哲学知识，让他知道这是卡利年代。所以说呢，这个兄弟之间的这种矛盾并不是他们的错。
Okay.
OK，牧师呢就这一件，他就只能讲这么多了。然后这同一位这个奉献者，他就问到了：“Guru，顶拜Guru，的莲花族，请问有的家庭里的孩子总是在消耗钱财，这是家长的活动结果造成的，还是孩子的业报？” OK， she's asking that firstly, accept my humble obeisances to your lotus feet. And the question is that some children in the family, they are used to consuming lots of money in the family. I want to know, is this because of the karmic reaction of the parents or the karmic reaction of the child?
Both.
这是孩子和家长双方的业报导致的。
Because it's Kali Yuga, the whole culture is teaching you that, you know, happiness means you spend a lot of money.
因为在这个卡利年代对我们的教导就是快乐它是来自于花好多钱，你只要花钱就快乐。
Okay.
然后呢，下面这个问题是。 来自于这个5G的这个奉献者，顶拜Guru和老师。这是一个新人的提问。好朋友的母亲呢，因为罹患了癌症，生命走到了最后的阶段。请问Guru从灵性关怀生命的角度，除了积极的医治母亲，还有哪些对母亲更有意义的帮助呢？感恩你。 The devotee is asking a question on behalf of a newcomer. She said that please accept my very humble obeisances to you. The mother of a very good friend of mine has been prescribed as the cancer and is almost in the terminal stage. So my question is that from the hospice point of view, other than try to give some treatment to the mother, are there anything else I can do to help the mother to make her in a more comfortable situation, or are there any more significant way to help her?
Well, just like we try to help everybody, that somehow or other tell them about this eternal nature of the soul and the next life will be better and.
No. 那就是我们像对其他的人所做的那样是一样的，就是尽量向母亲去讲述我们的这个生命的灵魂的永恒性。然后呢，当他进入到下一次这个生命之中的时候呢，他会更好的。Read
chapter 2 of the Bhagavad Gita to her, if she's willing.
如果你要是愿意的话呢，可以给母亲念《圣典·薄伽梵歌》的第二章。
Because usually at that there's a lot of pain, and then they give heavy drugs to try to stop the pain, but they don't work very good. So.
那通常就是在一个癌症晚期的病人的状态呢，就是他会有很多的疼痛。那么大夫会为了减轻他这个疼痛呢，会给他用这个去痛药，但是这去痛药有的时候呢也不管用。
But people who are spiritually advanced a little bit, they can somehow or other. Deal with it much better.
但是呢，如果要是在灵性上有点进步的人呢，他通常来说能够更好的去应对这种疼痛的状态。All
right.
Yes. The next question. 这下面这个问题哈，这位奉献者就问到了：顶拜Guru殿的莲花族对没有好品质的家人，如果他们遇到困难时，我们作为奉献者应该帮助他们吧？The same devotee from the previous question asked that, for the family members who doesn't have the good qualities, if they are entrapped in difficulties. For us as devotee, shall we provide any help for them?
Your own family depends.
这个要看了。
I mean, what you mean by help, you know?
对，就是因为您说的这个帮助是给他们什么样的帮助呢？ 句或者就是您这个问题您可以问的稍微的再细一下哈，然后再请顾鲁更好的解答。我们先看下面这个问题。 So the next one, question from Radhanandan Mataji. 深深的顶拜亲爱的圣 Gurudeva， 请问经典里讲到的 Vishnu 以超灵的身份居于众生的心中，正印证了天网恢恢疏而不漏的这句中国人尽皆知的结论，天网就是指遍布物质世界各处的超灵，可以这样理解吗？虽然知道了这个知识，但我们并没有小心翼翼的恭敬的对待超灵，比如还敢乱讲话，这是不是说明我们还是无神论者呢？我们并不相信超灵至尊主 Krishna 的存在，感恩。The Radhananda Maharaj asked the question. Firstly, please accept my very humble obeisances to you, Srila Gurudev. In the Shastra, it is said that Vishnu is the super soul. He is stayed in the heart of all the living entities. In Chinese, we have a saying, which is that the network in the sky, let me see. The net of heaven is clear and no leakage. Means about the net from the heaven actually cover about everything. Nothing will overlooked by it. So, is this, can I understand that actually the net from the heaven is the super soul? And even we know this knowledge, however, we are not very carefully to showing the respect to the super soul. We still dare to speak whatever. And that means that, as a matter of fact, right now we're still the aces.Because we don't really that believe in the super soul's existence. So we don't really believe that there is a Supreme Lord there.
Not sure I understand it.
Okay. Please allow me to paraphrase that. In China, we have a saying, means about, there is a network from the heaven.From the God, and it actually supervising everything. Whatever you do, whatever you've done, won't be overlooked by Him. So she's asking if this is actually the same idea as the super soul, which is mentioned in the Shastra.
Definitely,
right? 对，那个哎呀，那故事说就这个天网就是超灵的这个意思是没有错的。Then she is also asking that even we know this knowledge, even we know that it's, there is a super soul in our heart, however, we don't very mindfully to avoid those irrespected words. We still dare to say anything. We still dare to do anything. Is this because that...Even we know this knowledge, however, we still remain as the aces because we don't believe in there is a super soul in the heart, so that's why we still, speak any nasty things.
Well, maybe not that we don't believe in it, but we forget.
Okay.
We get bewildered by the modes of passion, ignorance, become angry and whatever, lusty.
Okay. 那么在您这第二部分的这个问题呢，不一定是我们不信，不一定我们依然是无神论者，但是呢是我们把这件事儿给忘了，就是因为我们依然还是会被这个物质自然的属性所影响，那么在被影响的这个过程中呢，我们就会变得愤怒，然后一愤怒呢我们就想说什么就说什么了。
When we're in a good meeting, a good mood, the mode of goodness or something, then we will remember and understand, but then if we get bewildered by the modes, then we forget.
那所以呢，就是当我们处在这个好的状态下的时候，当我们处在好的这个属性的影响下的时候呢，我们其实这会儿是能够理解的，而且呢，我们也会小心。但是呢，当我们被这个物质自然属性所覆盖的时候，这会儿我们就忘了。 Yes, Maharaj. You're going to say more about this or?
No.
Okay.
It's not necessarily we don't believe in Krishna, but we forget.
Okay. 所以呢，就是对于这刚您说的这个理解，就是不一定说我们不相信有 Krishna， 而是我们把这事儿给忘了，就是忘记了。嗯。By the way, Maharaj, actually, Radhananda Mataji actually reading the verses from Bhagavad Gita every day, and she is kind of reading to everyone. She's meeting.
Yeah,
she's following through instruction.
She's good.
She's very good.
She's a deep thinker.
Yeah. Guru Maharaj 说 Radhananda Mataji 是一位这个深思熟虑者，总是在思考。然后呢，我说您那个在谨遵顾的训示，在天天阅读《普加梵歌》的师姐，然后呢，在向所有的人在阅读，然后呢，现在回到刚才的那位奉献者的这个问题啊 ，Marsh， now we go back to the previous question from the previous devotee. This devotee's name is Varadasi Varada Mataji. She said that helping the family member who doesn't have the good quality with money. She said that 没有好的品质的家人，如果他们遇到困难，是我们作为奉献者能够给予他们钱财上的帮助吗？ Yeah, she's asking if it's okay for us to help them, provide them some money to help them to be released from the difficulty what they're entrapped in.
If we're capable, yeah, and if it doesn't distract us from being Krishna conscious.
如果要是我们有这个能力去资助他们的话呢，是可以的，因为这个呢也不会影响我们具有 Krishna 知觉。She's saying that they cannot even afford their daily life. 他说呢，就他们的生活温饱都有困难。
Well.Why can't they afford it?
他们为什么生活的温饱都有困难呢？他们为什么不能够就照顾好自己的生活呢？
Because they're not making, they're spending too much and trying to live like really opulently, like most people. That's a, you know, then they have to be willing to take advice, you know, and guidance. I don't know how it is in.
就说就是其实还是就不知道这个情况到底是什么样子的啊，就是他们的原因是由于他们花钱花的太多，然后呢就是想过着很富足的那种生活，所以呢才让自己变得这个温饱都有困难，还是怎么样，就是他们可能是需要就这样的这个成员，他们是需要能够去接受一些好的意见的。Varadasi Swara Mataji said that they are in the poor health condition. Okay, so this family member is that in the bad qualities, but no money, cannot afford their daily life, and has poor healthy situation. Poor healthy situation.
I don't know how she can help them if she has a lot of money. Otherwise.You have to help them to see if they're just spending money unnecessarily.
那这个故事说，除非您有很多钱，然后呢，您就可以用您多来的这个钱来帮助他，或者呢，您就可以帮助他们一下，看他们是不是这个花了不需要花的钱。
Or, you know, maybe their eating habits are really bad.
或者说呢，就是他们吃饭的习惯不好。Marsh, I think, you know, I'm kind of speculate her questions behind, you know, the behind thinking of her question is that if she is helping this type of family members who are not in the good quality, she will, you know, be contaminated with some bad karmic reaction.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.How to help them. If you can help them to understand how to live better, you know, pray to Krishna or something, But if you're just giving them money, but they don't know how to use it, then that's very bad.
那所以说呢，就是 Mara 就说呢，您看您怎么帮助他们了？就如果要是您只是把钱提供给他们，然后呢，他把这个钱还乱花了的话呢，那这就肯定很不好。那所以说呢，您得对他们进行一些这个教育，就是得告诉他们如何能够过上更加好的这种生活方式。然后与此同时，如果你要是有多的钱呢，可以给他们，但是呢，要让他们知道这个钱怎么能够更好的去花。This is all the questions.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because I have to stop early today.
Oh, Krishna's beautiful arrangement.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Maharaj, so much.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yo, rong, yo, gui, ju, yui, de, fang, sha, jay. So, yo, rong, yo, gui.
Oh, rong,
fang, sha, jay.
Maharaj, Rananda Maharaj asked if she is okay to ask one more question.
Yes.
Rananda Maharaj 问另外一个问题啊，就是请问 Gurudev 今年，我怎么看不见？Shantipur 哦，今年 Shantipur 的施粥活动由哪一位导师主持 ？He says that, for the, porridge distribution in Shantipur of this year, who is the spiritual master to preside that activity?
Well, usually it's managed by Bhakti Nityananda Swami.
通常来说呢，是由Bhakti Nityananda Swami 来主持这件事情。Yeah, okay. That's it. Thank you, Maharaj.
All right.
Yeah.
And Jayapataka, you know, he's ultimately in Bhakti Purushottama. They're involved in it.
还有那个Bhakti Purushottama Maharaj 还有 Jayapataka Maharaj 他们也都是参与这个活动的。
Okay.
Yes, Maharaj.
Gauranga bolite habe Kulaka shari hari hari bolite nayane bhavene Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, China Bhaktivinoda ki jai, Gaur Premanadi hari hari bo.
Hari hari bo. Thank you, Maharaj.百昆达之音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，那我们今天的早课呢就到此结束了。非常感恩亲爱的咖啡撑着玩儿之为我们的精彩讲述以及对所有的问题的耐心解答。感恩Krishna Kumari Mataji 为我们安排的这么好的平台。谢谢所有的奉献者的聆听，祝大家在 Krishna 之学之中度过一个非常美妙的周日周五。Hare Krishna 深深的顶拜大家。